Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
I'll bet you $100,000, 1v1, that you can't beat me.
I would, depending on the rules. 1v1 surge, no. 1v1 HP, I'm taking that all day. Like, meet me on Crossroads of slide canceling.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Optic Podcast 6050 edition. And this is not to be confused, obviously, with the Eavesdrop Podcast, which we will be doing another 6050, but we'll wait for Nature to come visit, and who knows when that's going to be. Anyway, welcome. We have the 6050 Podcast guests, hosts, I mean. We have Seth, who's kissing the microphone for some fucking reason.
Snackable content.
And then we have, obviously, Big Timer and Money Biscuit out here. Yo, we killed that drop, you and me.
Yeah, facts.
We killed that drop. Omens knows how to design shit.
Did this one drop in that drop, or is this something else? This is. Now, I can't stop playing with the thing on top.
When is this going live?
When I had hair.
This Friday? Okay, so as you're watching this, this merch just dropped.
Oh.
As you're watching this,
very comfortable. I guess I'm very comfortable.
No bullshit. I've been trying not to promote it because we didn't buy enough. Because we had to make everything custom and we didn't get enough.
Supply don't meet the demand.
No, people are gonna be mad. I apologize. Anyway, I wanted to discuss a couple of topics. Obviously, more current event sort of stuff instead of going back into the past and talk about how, you know, the basement was the basement and there was a spider in the basement that we made a pet and there was like a lot of smoking going on down there. You know?
Oh yeah, we made a spider a pet.
Did you guys feed that thing? First of all, what did you name it?
Was it Gary or what was it?
It might have been. It
definitely had a name. No, I don't think we fed it. I think we just trapped it in a glass and.
No, well,
it was big, right?
It was pretty big.
That was a big spider.
What's crazy about that is that the second you trapped it, like, it made a web inside of there to protect itself from whatever, you know, whatever it could be.
Will was down there every morning. First,
me and Proof say good morning. Smoke him out.
Remember Proofy? Be like,
smoke him out.
Anyway, so there's a lot of things going on, and I want to talk about a couple of things. What's going on with the GAs in the Challenger series? Like, there's people GAing AK-47s, and people are trying to. What's up?
You're whoever calls the shots is kind of soft.
You're trying to talk about that?
I know nothing.
I thought this was the year of no GAs.
No, the thing is this: it's like
we're not
Challengers are trying to play different rule sets than professionals.
Oh, you said Challengers?
No, they don't got say.
Huh?
Right now they don't got
I mean, yeah, they do. It's their technically it's, Challengers is completely separate. So if we want to scrim Challengers teams, they'll just be like, we're not scrimming unless you use our rules, and then you go back and forth. Some of the Challengers teams are pretty nasty. They're just way ahead because they start this Saturday.
So they've been,
and we don't start till like January, February, might even be March.
I feel like they want to scrim you more than you want to scrim them though.
Nah.
No.
Really?
I mean, yeah, they obviously would want to play us, but it's not like they have so many teams they could play. There's freaking like probably 32 amateur teams that are decent enough practice to actually be, you know, worthwhile.
Yeah. Money Biscuit was being recruited by email.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I was like,
you're getting recruited?
By email.
They're scouting you?
Yeah, some shit like that. What the fuck y'all want me to do? Is it for money? If for no money, I'm not playing.
No, of course it's for money.
I gotta come to the table.
Yeah, of course.
No, not like that.
No,
I'm
it's for money.
It's a prize?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
What's Challenger's prize at, you know?
Last year's Challenger Champs was, I think, 250K prize pool. I think. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But it was like 25K, but that was like their champs. All the other ones are maybe like, I don't know, 5K if you win.
All I know is that
I'm not 100% sure.
I was talking to somebody, and this someone was like, "Look, I'm not playing any other. I'm playing rules only, pro rules only, just in case. Because if you're a challenger and then you get called up to the majors, you're gonna show up and you're not gonna be practiced with an AK-47. I don't know what.
But that happens so rarely, like. Someone's got to be getting smoked.
Yeah,
or
that's crazy situation.
Yeah.
To get benched.
Like maybe one, two, oh, no, like I'd say max three challengers like get pulled up and get a starting spot this year. And that's a maybe. Like there could be none.
If people
are performing well.
You have a good head on your shoulders. Okay, you understand the way the world works. You're a worldly man. There are some professional players out there that are choosing not to play challengers because they were professionals, and instead they're opting to go play Warzone and be a content creator, which I support fully. Obviously, like you know my feelings on that.
Yeah.
As a professional player, do you put your ego aside and then you just go through challengers, or do you try to pursue?
You're saying old pro players,
recent pro players that are no longer in the league right now because they got deduced to.
They're like too proud to play through challenges.
I don't want to say it like that, but
I don't know if that's the reasoning.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the reasoning per se, but in some cases it might be. I think so. Yeah.
I mean, and you run the risk of if you don't get a good enough team to actually like make waves in challengers, and you get body in challengers, then like you're done because people are gonna just write you off. They'll be like, "Oh, you can't even do good in challengers. Like, why would we?"
So if you show up and don't do well, then you're kind of just.
I mean,
coffined your whole career.
Yeah. I mean, not 100%, but I mean, you could.
Yeah.
You know? And it's online, too. It's not like it's all on land challengers. It's like the pit. We call it the pit of passion.
Jeez.
Because it's online challengers, bro. People are going hard in that.
Have you ran into any cheating at all? Do you see that being a thing? Because I've ran into, at minimum, like three people cheating in game battles matches.
I don't play game battles matches, so.
No, just like.
In pubs, I've seen a few wallers, but. Not many aim botters. I've maybe played like one or two.
I played against people in Wager that pulled the, oh, they act like they can't see you and let you win a round or two.
They're calculated.
They got it down to a T, though. Like, yeah. They know how to look and then just play it off.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. The cheating has already demolished the S&D community. It's like.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You play a tournament, you don't know if he's cheating. Like. All these people that you've never heard of in S&D start beating your ass. It's like, all right.
Wait, how do they cheat with the controller?
They have like walls. They can see.
They can see through walls. Yeah. So you can see
cheating.
The names.
Cheating.
You can see people's names through walls. Right. From what I've seen, apparently TikTok is like a massive gathering place for people who are like sharing their cheat clips.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is, but it is a thing. And you see their names. Like, you see names all bunched up, and as you get closer, they start to separate.
Well, there's like, boxes. So, yeah. It, like, outlines you in the box. Like, a box.
Like your hitbox?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. So, it literally shows, like, your red rectangle around you. And they can see you through the wall. So, like, I've been pre-fired, pre-sniped.
Yeah.
Damn. All kinds of stuff. Especially
and the game doesn't catch that? Like, the anti-cheat?
There's no anti-cheat.
That's what the problem is. We have a AAA title, a multi-billion dollar industry titan
with no anti-cheat,
and you have Counter-Strike, who like they're bigger than Counter-Strike, and Counter-Strike has an anti-cheat that works, and I don't know what it is. I'm no coder, obviously, but I don't know what it actually takes to implement an anti-cheat.
And in Counter-Strike with that anti-cheat, don't they still catch people cheating sometimes that have been cheating for like multiple tournaments?
Well, the anti-cheat's like in the public playlist. I don't think it's in like if you're in like a private lobby for a tournament, I don't think it's in that.
It doesn't work?
No. I don't think so either. Or yes, it does. Absolutely.
Does it?
Yeah. Because we've been cheated on. Like for sure. We got cheated.
In Counter-Strike?
No, Counter-Strike. Oh, yeah. Counter-Strike is different, I guess. But I don't know.
I'm saying in their private lobbies for tournaments. Like when we're in a custom lobby, like does it work there? Because they like make servers specifically for tournaments, I'm pretty sure.
The beauty about what's happening right now is obviously that once Formal and Dashy move here, call it January 10th or whatever. Like everybody is going to be playing out of here with league sanctioned computers, because they're sending us computers, right? Yeah, they're sending us a bunch of computers that they're gonna have to use.
So point that I wanted to bring up. So there's the DS4 Windows things that all the pros are downloading. So basically on PC you're automatically on 5ms input delay on your controller.
Yeah.
And you download this thing and it overclocks your controller so that you can play on 1ms. So we're gonna be able to do that. Because if not, everyone's going to be on 5ms. Everyone has it downloaded right now. I got it downloaded.
What do you have it? 1ms or 5ms?
1ms. Yeah. 5ms is default, and 5ms stinks. That's, I don't know if you remember the ghost tournaments where everyone was like 5ms
formal. Formal 1-1.
Yeah.
It's definitely like noticeable.
That's how Envy won.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Envy won that one championship. Mm-hmm. Astros. Astros out here like bragging. So, all right. So once you have this thing, the 5ms, look, I think more than anything, if you tell the league or if the players tell the league what needs to happen, they'll allow it, as long as the thing with the league, I'm sure, is that it's all about competitive integrity, and if somebody's able to do it, everybody should be able to do it. So,
well, everyone's already done it.
Yeah, so then it won't be a thing. If that's what players want, then, and everyone's doing the same thing, I think that everybody will be able to do that. I don't know if they're going to have referees here, but I think that that would be a good idea, to send a local referee that's an external person that only comes in, has no relation at all with the players. No taking them to lunch, no none of this bullshit, no feeding them. Like, he comes in here, he's sitting,
I thought that was already happening.
Is it?
I thought that was happening.
Whatever, but everybody here, somebody comes, don't say hi to him. Sit his ass down, you take him to where he's sitting down, sit him there, and that's
no
that.
No friendship.
I don't want anybody.
Matt has some weird thing with the refs.
What you mean?
He talks about their wieners and, yeah.
Formal?
You should have heard our last year's conversations with the refs, bro. That him and Alec would just be going off.
Really?
About their wieners.
Not
necessarily?
Not necessarily about their wieners.
Yesterday, I got raided by Formal. Right, he raided my channel.
And they all were saying "horny for Formy."
Horny for Formy. That's a thing. Can I get it? Can we get some shirts, please? Hey, so
it's just weird.
It's weird.
Collab. Yeah. Rich and Lonely, Horny for Formy. It's Rich and Horny.
It's weird. He loves it. It's like, he loves it.
All right. So there's one thing happened that I want to ask you guys on your opinion. Dr. Disrespect recently said that he can beat anybody, any mobile Call of Duty player. Is that what he said? Getting a record there. What do you think about mobile gaming? Have you played? I mean, we played it here. Like, do you think?
I didn't play it that time.
Oh, you weren't here?
I've never played.
I think I missed the day too. But.
Oh. Well, anyway, we played on mobile.
I was snapping.
Yeah, you were snapping.
I have my iPad.
Oh, do you think?
There's, so Seth cheated. Is that video go live yet? Today.
He cheated.
Well, Seth brought an iPad. He knew that we were playing Call of Duty Mobile, and he brought the same iPad that he uses to feed his Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I play mobile games.
Yeah, he plays a lot of mobile games.
I don't anymore. I've kind of, like, since Cold War came out, I've been not playing.
All right, so he says this thing about mobile COD players.
Yeah.
And a professional COD mobile player says, I'll bet you $100,000 1v1 that you can't beat me.
That's a free 100 racks for the COD mobile guy.
For sure. I remember seeing the, it was Fortnite, wasn't it? When they first blew up, like, Fortnite mobile, and actually seeing some of the good players, it was fucking crazy. Like, the hand combinations that they were doing and, like, how they worked the little on-screen joysticks.
Wait, why do you say that it would, I would think that it's easier to use a controller than it is to use this.
I mean, you have to, if you play that, there's definitely a skill gap. Like, he's a COD mobile pro.
Oh, yeah. You mean controller player playing with a controller.
Oh, are you saying him playing with a controller or mouse and keyboard?
Right, isn't that what he said? That he would play on mouse and keyboard? And the COD Pro Mobile said, you can use whatever you want, 100 racks on the line.
Yeah. I'm gonna beat you. I thought you meant they were both playing on
PC versus
mobile.
Like a phone? No way the PC. If he loses that shit,
that's sad.
If he loses that, he deserves to.
His character probably looked little as hell on his screen, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know how they would play. Like,
I thought you meant mobile versus mobile.
Yeah, same.
Oh,
same.
Mobile versus keyboard? I still don't know. I mean,
you'd probably still be surprised how good the mobile guy
is. It's never been done, so it's like.
Let me ask you this.
Or it might have been done. I've never seen it been done.
Doc challenges you, $100,000. You play on a controller,
yes,
you'll play on PC.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll play a 1v1, 100 yes. racks. You're just better.
Yeah.
I mean, each person puts up 100?
No, it's just 100.
Yeah,
you lose, you put up, you lose 100.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you win, you make.
You make 100
well,
racks.
Well, what are the rules here? Are we playing like a free-for-all?
1v1. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, do you feel confident?
1v1 search, 100 racks? You do that? You get one bad timing?
I would need at least like a month of practice. I haven't played in like 7 years.
Yeah, I would. I'd say fuck it.
Yeah,
I would.
You would?
I would, depending on the rules. 1v1 surge now. 1v1 HP. I'm taking that all day. Like, meet me on Crossroads. I'm slide canceling.
I don't know. I always wondered that, because when the COD Pro made that challenge, I'm like, if I was Dr. D, I would have said yeah, like immediately, because I'm a PC. Like I, this dude's like, I don't know, and I mean zero, and I mean it. I mean zero disrespect towards the COD Mobile community, zero at all. Like no disrespect. I just don't see how
it's just genuinely hard to do.
Yeah,
in comparison to
it's just.
PC
yeah, I think it'd be way too difficult to be able to.
You're getting seen quicker.
Because it's not. I mean, do they play like this? Because if they play like this, then it's like,
yeah,
you know,
he would
mean?
Probably use an iPad. I mean, I don't think he's.
No, they use a phone.
A phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They use phones.
So how do they stream?
Through the phone. There's apps for that.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I got to watch this. Wait, but he hasn't accepted the challenge yet?
I don't think. Not only has he not accepted it, but he hasn't even talked about it.
Damn. You're doing him dirty.
Who?
Doc.
No, that's my boy. No, that's my guy. Anyway, so either way. I would accept it.
Yeah,
100 racks. I'm on my PC. I see a full monitor. This guy's blocking his own monitor with his
exactly
with his fingers. I don't know. I think that's an easy yes. I'm not. Hey, don't challenge me. I'm not saying yes to that. Challenge Seth. Would you play it for 100,000?
Who, Doc or the mobile kid?
Either one.
I mean, I'd probably play both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm slide canceling the hell out of them.
that works.
Yeah.
Especially respawn. There's no way you lose.
1v1 hardpoint crossroads. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, obviously, moving from Chicago to here, you're wearing a beanie. You've always worn a hoodie. I'm wearing a hoodie. You're wearing a, bro. Is 60 degrees not the coldest thing it's ever been?
It's a little nippy outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I wear shorts, but I just wear a sweatshirt.
I think it was 48 this morning when I walked outside, and
it was cold.
It was so cold. I told Jude's the same way. Like nobody. And then I was talking to Joey, who lives in Michigan, I think. And I'm like, yo, it's fucking cold outside. He's like, how cold is it? I'm like, it's like 60. He's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you forget where you're from, boy.
And I'm like, I do.
You get acclimated to
it. The summer. The summers are so, like, warm and crispy.
No, they're
crispy. There's 110 burning skin cancer on there.
Yeah, it's
the growth.
I don't know. It's pretty bad. The Warzone update's happening December 10th, which is literally in exactly 8 days. I think the map got leaked today, and it's just show like an island of what it is. They're going to be implementing all of the guns from Cold War into that, but it's going to have the same engine that Modern Warfare has. You played a lot of Warzone.
Warzone's
what do
cool.
you think?
I like Warzone.
Because you play with the guns, obviously, in Cold War. Do you, like, what do you, how do you think? Because you can use pretty much any loadout that you want from any iteration of Modern Warfare or Cold War. But you can't mix and match, right? That's not a thing?
I don't know.
I don't understand how that's going to feel right, like having the guns from one game on a different...
Yeah,
it's a different engine entirely, right? I just feel like certain guns and the way they work, just they're built for like a certain engine.
I mean, the sniper and...
Yeah, the bullet, you're not close to the mic at all.
Is it going to be a sniper and what?
AK-47s, AK-74.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like nobody even uses any other gun besides like what, three guns?
Yeah, but think about the Grau versus the AK-47 from. There is an AK-47 in Modern Warfare right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like those two can't have the same bullet velocity and they can't have the same recoil, because it's two different games on two different engines.
Yeah.
So for them to fine tune it to be a thing that's like an actual even match, it isn't. Yeah. The attachments alone are way different.
Right. It's kind of like weird to think about. I can't really like imagine it.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you expecting from Warzone Cold War?
I don't think I can play a lot of it because it's a different engine. So it's like I'm not really.
It's like you're playing a different game.
Yeah. It's like I'm playing Modern Warfare.
Right.
And you go back and play that, then come play Cold War.
Yeah.
It fucks you up. So I don't really know how much I can play of it, which sucks. You know, I wish it was on Cold War's engine because then it wouldn't be as bad to play it. But playing the completely different games, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's what helps you. I mean, could you maybe end practice and then play Warzone and then get up like an hour early and then play Blackout? No, you won't. That's too much. There's too much swapping from engines to be able to capitalize on something. No league play. There's no
whole year?
No. I mean, I don't know. We were under the impression that League Play was going to be launching with
the game. Yeah.
And I don't know if them not launching League Play has anything to do with skill-based matchmaking and them saying, okay, let me rephrase this. Let's say you're David Vonderhaar and company. Thank you for the game. It's amazing. I personally am having a blast playing Call of Duty game battles. every day, 4 o'clock, four hours a day, every day. Anyway, I don't know if they haven't released league play because they haven't figured out a way to remove skill-based matchmaking from the main game, and they don't want to release skill-based matchmaking for league if they haven't been able to remove it from this. Or I don't know if they've made the decision on whether or not they're actually going to do that. Either way, we were supposed to have league play at the beginning of this year.
Has to be at the beginning. I mean, if any developer knows the importance of league play, it's Treyarch. So they knew going into it, like they wanted.
Then Vonderhaar said, "Let me rephrase it for you. This is the way that you should say it." would it have made a difference though? Like no, right? Like the you still didn't. And
it was a blanket statement for all CODs. He took it personally because he didn't have it in his game.
What did you say exactly?
I just said Call of Duty should have a league play implemented from day one, pretty much. That's paraphrase, but.
And then he replied with, like, this is the best way to.
He was like, let me rephrase that for you, because he was like, you're going to get fine.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would have for that statement that's the thing. Anyway, either way, the issue still lies, right? It's there. Skill-based matchmaking is something that nobody likes, period, including the biggest voices of the people that play your game. And although there may be millions of people that play this game on a casual basis that don't necessarily need to have a fucking scump ruining their fucking games because they're getting shit on, I think that the randomness of 10 people who are, or call it 1,000 people that are at your level versus 73 million or whatever players that play this game, I don't know if that's the correct number, but either way, like, it outweighs it, right? Like, let's say all 1,300 professional players are playing all at once. There are still 60,000 lobbies that are open that don't have them in it that you can sort of implement your thing. So it's not going to be a thing where every single time you play, there's going to be a scum demon.
You're always going to get smoked by somebody.
Well, I mean, it kills the content side of the game as well, because I would love to play pub stomp on this game, but you just can't. Like, people are like, when are you going to start pub stomping? I'm like, when are they going to remove skill base?
You can't, right? Like, it's
Okay. Oh my God. People hit me up all the time. They're like, why don't you record pub stomps? And I'm like, I can't.
I go 30 and 20.
I don't go 30 and 20, but I'm not going, you know, 88 no or dropping nukes. Like, all these YouTubers that are dropping nukes and shit, They reverse boosted. Like, there's no. I've dropped one nuke.
And you're Seth.
I've dropped one nuke, and I went on 128 kill streak, and that's from day one.
Yeah. And the other thing,
I've seen people with like multiple, like 25 nukes already. You know, like, just
wait. So what do they do? Just play on an account and just lose
they just
on purpose.
Reverse
just
boost.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't tell us how to reverse boost. We don't want to, you know, add on to the issue. But I have seen.
Shit, I'm about to start.
I did see. Yeah, you should. I mean, I don't understand. I think you should. I don't think anybody would.
I'm about to make a Smurf and just come shark them lobbies.
Yeah, the thing about that is, like, if you do that, I don't think anybody can talk shit, because you play at a professional level. So whoever's talking shit, more than likely you've played against or you can fucking smoke, and you are who you are. That aside. I just don't believe that the skill-based matchmaking thing. Like, I don't play pubs. I only play game battles. Like, I just like the competitive side. I like losing because it's, you know, like, I don't like winning nonstop means it's nothing. It's boring to me. Right? Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like too much of it. You know, and, no, but in actuality, I think that it's something that they have to address, and it would be so much better. And I don't know if it's an issue of transparency and whether or not they're able to discuss inner company workings because of all the other people that are out there doing that, but I literally don't think that it would be that bad of an idea for them to be like, all right, in 2 months, come January 15th, skill-based matchmaking is going to disappear completely from there. We're going to add anti-cheat, and we're also going to do league play.
That seems like the best of both worlds. Like,
that's what I like. That's what I want, is to there be a rank system, and they don't have to remove skill-based altogether, but at least dial it back a little bit. Because a lot of people also argue they want connection-based lobbies over skill-based lobbies. So it's like, you could be on a terrible host just because you're in skill-based, and it's not prioritizing your connection over who's actually in your game.
Right.
And also, another point I'd like to make, if anyone argues what I just said about the reverse boosting and YouTubers, because I know it's going to piss some people off, come watch one of my streams and look at the people I play against in pubs, and then go watch a YouTube video of somebody else. It's like
night and day.
People walk around, like, I get slide canceled, stunned, like, flashed. People slide in three at a time. Like, it's like it's actually nuts.
I think I saw Sensor tweet out a picture that no single pro has an above 2K. I think it was Tim the Tap.
I have an above 2.
You do?
Yeah, I have above 2.
Woo!
That's like a thing, though. Most pros don't have above a 2 KD.
Mine's like 2.13.
That's insane.
Think about that. think about that. YouTubers. Okay, not professional players. YouTubers, for the longest time, have made a career and a living off of creating pub-stomping lobbies where they have like a 4 to a 5.
Yeah, easily.
Right? Professional players in this game don't have above a 2. And we've seen what happens.
It's wild. You should see my lobbies, bro. They're
well,
cracked.
That's the thing is the better. I mean, yeah, that's the better you cracked. Are, the harder it gets.
So. Yeah.
I'm in the top level. My score per minute is like 900.
Yeah. Have you been playing wagers? That's it?
Yeah, I play wagers, really. That's it.
Like, how often?
I just was. That's why
like,
I was
I've
late.
Had tournaments.
That's why you were late.
Did
you win it?
Pubs.
Nah.
Nah?
6-5.
Because pubs are just, they're 6v6, and they're all just, they have, of course, kill streaks.
Yeah.
They're all using the best gun. If I'm, like, going for camos or something, like, it's insane.
Jesus. I don't know. I personally don't see how that's something that benefits anyone. Like, if you're hiring influencers to promote your game, that means that you understand the importance of content creation and how it moves the needle from a sales perspective for the people that watch this thing.
Right.
We're talking about the Ninjas, the Tims, the Courages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These people are all being paid to promote the game because of the audiences that they have garnered. If they themselves are saying the same thing, that this isn't fun, like, why don't you listen to that and try to fix it? Vonderhaar, if you're watching this, know that I love you and you're my man. I love your beard. Want to run my fingers through it. But, you know, give us a little insight,
it's
man.
It's coming. League play's got to be coming.
Dude.
There's no way they just leave it out for a
anti-cheat
whole
anti-cheat has been, like, dude, no bullshit. Like, how much do you think? I don't know what it would take to implement something like that. But if they said, it's like, all right, guys, listen. I know that you think that it's just a plug and play for anti-cheat, but it's not. It takes a year of development into the game for it to not fuck with the universe or whatever. At least we know, right? But for them to not even address and say and put out a graphic that says, hey, if you continue to cheat, we're going to ban you. Like a cheat, like a sheet, I mean, a pamphlet that says that, a graphic.
It's a pop-up.
Yeah, come on, man. That's not gonna
it's
help,
really
man.
That bad, though. You see cheaters like in pubs. Just...
I don't see them that often, honestly.
It's not terrible, but it's just like if you're playing someone good, at least in a wager.
Yeah.
If they're like have a crazy record, I mean, someone on Chances that team are. Might be doing something. They got something going on.
It's just the fact.
I mean, they
of
can
not
see you across
too.
The map. They're like they're going A.
Yeah.
That's all they need, though. That happened to us.
Stack A.
That happened to us one time. We said on Moscow we were going B. Right, everyone went B, bro. We ran into all of them.
They just stacked it.
Yeah, and we smoked A. One guy smoked A. Anyway,
so you hit him with the diversion smoke.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That
smart strat.
The smart strat. Anyway, I think that's that. Any closing comments on Call of Duty?
League play.
Give us league play.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, I just get on to play wagers. That's all I do.
Yeah. Honestly, so. It seems like a great game. Like the mechanics of the game, the movement, the guns.
I like
all
the game, yeah.
It is a good
is fun,
game.
But
it's really like, good. This would be a very fun game to like pub stomp and like actually be able to do that shit on.
Yeah.
Playing competitively is pretty fun. There's a couple issues with it right now, but I mean, it's a fun, you know, good game. My
Have
only
they thrown in the old
is,
maps yet? Like
Raid, yeah, my only standard? Quarrel is the amount of maps that were released. Obviously, no league play. I mean, skill-based is overtuned, I think. And yeah, but they're coming out with new maps on the 10th. Four new
on
maps.
The 10th.
Yeah,
oh,
four new
that's
maps.
Dope.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing, okay? And we said it before. Just give us the 10 best maps that you guys have already made in the last decade of Call of Duty. And
oh,
and more
God.
importantly, okay? Look, I understand you guys want to be creative and want to create new maps. Yeah, sure. Throw that shit in there so regular people can be whatever. Here's what I don't want to see anymore, and this is what we'll end this podcast on. Can you please, on the next patch, remove the last play of the game where you see me defusing the bomb or planting the bomb. Nobody wants to see that. It's not exciting. I don't want to see. Get that shit out of there. That's 10 seconds out of my life that I don't want to. The fact that I know.
It shows
that
at the end of the game?
Bro.
Like that's the best
they're like 30
something.
Seconds long sometimes.
Bro, yeah. Bro, like, it'll be like this. All right. The kill cam will begin as me. I'm planting the bomb.
Yeah.
And then after that, I kill somebody immediately. And then 3 seconds later, I kill somebody else. And then after that, bro, you're talking about like a 30 second kill cam. That's never Jesus. Been the case. Like, remove. Nobody wants to see people planning. The animation's cool. We get it. Get it the fuck out of here. Please. And we'll see you guys next time.
K Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.